You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
I gotta tell you, this is a lifesaver. I need to get me some of these. A woman who had breast implants, apparently her husband actually 5 years ago paid for her to get breast implants, tried to stab her recently, and the knife went into the breast implant, and she lived. This is a Russian woman, according to Russian newspaper Pravda. Apparently her husband got the implants 5 years ago. They ended up having a fight this week. She survived. All her vital organs were spared when he decided to stab her, but he stabbed her in the implant. Really, are implants that thick? I mean, I've seen silicone. I think you could stab right through it. I mean, even the silicone implant, the saline, that easily, like a water balloon you could go through. But the silicone, you got a little of that, you know, silicone capsule. I'm surprised. They said back in February 2010, another breast implant saved the life of a California woman when she was shot in the chest. Really? Lydia Carranza's heart was saved because the breast implant stopped the bullet. You see, guys, I'm confused because the heart is in the center of the chest. Y'all know that. When we go right hand over your heart, when we say the Pledge of Allegiance, maybe the heart leans a little bit towards the left because the left ventricle is more muscular and it's bigger and it has to pump the blood through the heart. But the heart is, you know, in the center. So the center of your breast implant would basically be at the end of where the heart is. I don't know. Can y'all see this? No, you can't see it? Okay. So I'm really, really surprised that these breast implants would stop a knife and stop a bullet. But I guess that's I guess that's what's happening. Makes you want to get some. I know is if I was on the police force, I would probably, if I thought breast implants would save my life, I bet my husband would buy me them. I believe I could, you know, I could say, but honey, don't you want to save my life? You know, and then he'd probably be like, it's cheaper to get a bulletproof vest. Yeah, but my boobies will look good. So maybe I'll talk to him about it. All right, a lot to talk about. Apparently, a lot of people are wondering about these billboards that are up around town and around the country saying hot dogs cause cancer. We're going to talk about hot dogs, the cancer risk, why they could cause cancer, if that's even true. Also, there is a theory going around that you may actually be able to catch Alzheimer's disease, like you actually catch a virus. Pretty scary stuff. And they've actually developed a fancy schmancy broccoli that may actually help prevent cancer. Cool, cool stuff. But what's really cool are your medical questions. So please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, we're taking your emails at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. And yes, follow me on Twitter, please, for medical updates and any news about the argument I'm going to have regarding breast implants with my husband, Dr. Dahlia. All right, so we're taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, this story came out here. A diabetic teacher wants a service dog on the job, service dog. Now, I thought service dogs were for people who were visually impaired, you know, had trouble hearing, had trouble crossing the street. But apparently, this lady from Morton, Mississippi, she says she needs her dog because her dog smells her breath and her body. And a diabetic, when their sugars are out of control, I guess they smell of ketones. Have you ever smelled a diabetic? It's a fruity smell, but kind of a rotten fruity smell. All right, ketosis or ketones don't smell that good. So she claims that the dog smells up the acid and then I guess tells her when she needs to take her medicine. I don't know if I'm buying this. She just wants to bring her dog to work. Can't she just check her, you know, her sugar? Can't she just prick her finger? Isn't that the way it works? Just prick her finger. But apparently she says she's type 1 diabetic. She needs a service dog. Really, at work? See, I love my animals. I got dogs. I got little kitty cats. I love them. Do I really want them at work with me? No. They throw up. They poop. They make noise. They shed. You know, the whole purpose of going to work is to get away from the kids and the animals, isn't it? I don't know why. You know, like everyone's all happy. Oh, bring your kid to work today. I don't want to bring my kid to work. Oh, my gosh, the whining and the crabby, and then he eats my private stash of goodies. I don't think I like it at all. All right, let's hear from you guys. Let's go to the phone lines, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Yeah, I'm just curious what you thought about age management medicine, where they give older men in their 30s and later in life.
Okay, so we'll talk on. All right, sorry, I have problems with phone lines. Try again, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so we're talking about Alzheimer's disease, and there's now a theory that possibly we could catch Alzheimer's disease like a virus. Now, the reason why they came up with this, okay, and this is reported out of Fox News, this is fascinating, okay, is it's a bad protein that accumulates in the brain. We've talked about amyloid, and the protein goes bad, it becomes misshapen, then it kind of causes a domino effect with the other proteins, and then you get these plaque deposits. And so what they found is if you took injured brain tissue, okay, from an Alzheimer's patient that had these abnormal proteins, and injected it into a mouse that had healthy brain tissue, the mouse started to show signs of Alzheimer's. Is that crazy? Injecting a healthy mouse with abnormal Alzheimer's brain cells turned the mouse Alzheimeric. Now they're wondering, is there another type of transmission? Is there an infectious disease process? What are we looking at here? Now, we know that there is a buildup of protein, but, you know, why? Why are we getting this buildup of protein? Is it a virus that transports the protein? Is it because you get infected with the virus and the scarring that's left allows for this protein buildup? Now, I'm not saying everybody now has to walk around with masks if they take care of somebody that has Alzheimer's. But, it's interesting because if this is now more of an infectious etiology, they got to redo all the research. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around a house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid. The matches are safe inside and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com, and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
Lady Medical Talk Radio, taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI, taking your emails at drdahlia.com. Of course, please follow me on Twitter at drdahlia, D-A-L-I-A-H. Yesterday, one of our hours, we're now on 3 hours daily, or nightly, I should say, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time, thanks to Genesis Communications Network, now syndicating my show. Yeah, they know somebody wants to listen to the show. Yay! Told you. I knew one of you was listening out there. I knew one of you. Well, one of the hours that you all might have missed is we talked about what not to say to your wife, okay, because it would enrage her, even though you want to tick her off because she makes you mad, what not to say to her. And a better way to say it. So if you ever want to hear any of my shows, if I don't podcast each and every one, Genesis Communications Network, GCN Live, has all my shows under archives. So go to GCNLive.com, scroll down and see me. You'll see me there smiling. That's me. You know, I look kind of cute, huh? Yeah, I had some makeup on. I usually don't look like that. My hair is not that combed, and my makeup doesn't look that good. That's really not how, you know, but I had to kind of, you know,
look good for the picture. Yeah, so you could get any of my archives, be able to listen to past shows and, you know, rock out to them or whatever you do. If you work out to them, if you try to fall asleep to the shows, they're pretty good for insomnia. All right, let's go to phone lines, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yeah, I was just curious what you thought about age management medicine where they give older men in their 30s and later in life testosterone shots and stuff like that to help bring back hormones that you've lost of getting older and to help lose weight and stuff like that. I was just wondering what you thought, if there was any side effects or anything like that. Thank you.
You know, yes, we get asked this a lot. I say every week somebody's asking me or emailing me about this hormone replacement. I think any man who is low in testosterone would probably benefit from testosterone shots. Absolutely. Of course, mind you, you need to make sure your PSA and your prostate is fine and you don't have prostate cancer, because if you have a testosterone inducing or sensitive prostate cancer and you get testosterone, that could, you know, cause that to accelerate. But, you know, people always ask me, okay, anti-aging shots, what are they? Okay, so DHEA is one of them. It's a precursor to testosterone. So DHEA is one of the hormones that some of these anti-aging doctors give. Growth hormone that's also supposed to kind of help with your, you know, they say it's supposed to help you feel better, and because, you know, as we age, we start to lose our testosterone, we start to lose some of our human growth hormone, whereas our human growth hormone is high as we're younger and as we're growing. So some doctors try to supplement that. Some of them do melatonin. Of course, for females, we use estrogen. But you see, remember when we were giving women estrogen, it turned around and it's bit us in the butt. Okay, we were giving women estrogen, and for some women, it gave them a heart attack. Other women, it gave them a clot, put them at risk for stroke. For other women, it accelerated the breast cancer. So I'm not saying all anti-aging medications can cause cancer, but if your body doesn't really need that hormone and you give it to the body, there could be some unpredictable results. Now, mind you, the more I check a man for his testosterone level, the more I find the average man, as he ages, it drops. Now, mind you, the levels could be anywhere from 200 to 800. It could be a very, very huge range. So we could just run a random testosterone level, just like we could run a random level of estrogen on a woman, and it'd be in the normal range. And we tell you, well, you're fine. You know, you don't need any hormones, see ya. And you're like, well, wait a second, I'm not feeling fine. I think there was a drop, which is why I recommend to all of you, make sure you keep a copy of all of your lab tests. Because if your testosterone is 600 one year and then it drops down to 300 the next, that's a pretty big drop. So before you start getting testosterone, make sure they check your prostate, make sure they check your PSA level, make sure they check your free and total testosterone based on testosterone being bound and the level circulating. And, you know, if you are deficient in it, sometimes you'll feel great benefits. There's pill forms of testosterone, there's patches, and there's shots. There's gels. I think the gels and the shots probably do better in terms of absorbing. We give women testosterone. When a lot of women, their sex drive drops. As we age, our sex drive drops. And we've talked about on the show why sex drive drops. I think it's a Darwinian issue where the older we get, the more of a chance we could have a fetus with birth defects. So in nature, we try not to get pregnant then. And one way to not get pregnant in nature is to not have a sex drive and to kick the man when he mounts you in animals, in the animal kingdom. In human kingdom, maybe we don't kick him. We smack him in the face and go, how could you? I'm not that kind of girl. But anyway, as we age, we start to lose our, we start to lose our sex drive. And so a lot of times what gynecologists will do is add a little testosterone to our estrogen, because testosterone is supposed to make you a little bit more amorous. Now, some of us have more testosterone than others. Some of us with higher testosterone as female have lower voices. Some of us also have, you know, kind of this raspy type of voice. And, you know, we got some hair on our upper lip. You know, I can't stand it. I think I have a normal amount of testosterone, but I've told you guys this. You know, I'm in the drive-thru, and I always get asked, you know, you want coffee with that, sir? You want fries with that, sir? I'm like, sir, do I sound like a sir to you? You're a ma'am? I'll show you I'm a ma'am. I hate that. I really is. Am I that masculine sounding? Really? I don't know. I mean, I've never had the sweet, oh, hi voice. I've just never had that. Never been a soprano. You know, maybe I was an alto, but I could never. No, actually, I was probably a tenor. I sing low. I could maybe sing a Garth Brooks key. Or who's that key? That key of that, baby, lock them doors and turn them lights down low. That one, that low. That, okay, that I could do. So I could never sing with the girls. They always put me with the guys. Okay, anyway. So for those of you who need to, Charles is saying Barry White. Yeah, maybe Barry White. That low, really low. I got friends in low. Okay, I'll stop singing. But anyway, low. Okay, I go low. And so maybe my testosterone is high. I don't know. All right, other signs of high testosterone for some of you ladies who think you may be as masculine sounding as me. My husband doesn't think I'm masculine, but of course, I do wax a lot, okay? I mean, I don't want him to catch any facial hair. I don't want him to catch the unibrow. I think it would freak him out. Remember, my husband needs to think I look the same the day he met me. Otherwise, he could leave. He could flee. I don't want him to flee. You know, so I gotta still try to look good. True, I'm maybe a couple pounds more. I'm getting shorter. You know, we're all getting shorter. I've talked about this. As we age, we get shorter. Why do we get shorter? Well, a lot of us, we have arches in our feet. You know, I was always flat-footed, so I'm not gonna shrink that much. I've already shrunk a half an inch. You know, I used to be 5'6", now I'm 5'5½". I think it's because my breasts went from B's to double D's, and that now totally brings down the shoulders, so I slump. But again, that's neither here nor there. Those are my medical problems. I'm supposed to hear from you, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You don't need to hear about my breasts. But anyway, I think a lot of our slouching, I think a lot of it is our posture. As we age, our shoulders start to go forward. We start to get a kyphosis, we call it, of the back. And as we lean forward, it also allows us then to look shorter. Some of us actually, like, you know, the little 80-year-old grannies, a lot of them are really kind of hunched over. And so as we age, not only should we be looking at our hormones, but we should probably be looking at our back, our alignment, see a chiropractor or an osteopathic physician or whatnot. But one of the main causes that we lose our bony height is the discs between our bones. The discs, kind of pillow shock absorbers, those dry out. And so you lose a lot of your disc height as you age, and that knocks off an inch. A lot of us actually drop an inch, inch and a half as we age. Is that crazy? Just crazy. So, you know, work on your back. Osteoporosis, as your bones thin, you also shrink. So you want to work on your bones. You want to exercise. Work on that posture. Get those back muscles. Sit up straight. Yes, sit up straight. Honestly, guys, when you slouch, you're going to be aging, and it's not very sexy. I had to do a photo shoot today, and of course, my shoulders were starting to fold in, you know? And she's like, what's going on with you? And I go, I don't know. I need a better bra. But honestly, I'm starting to do it. I'm already starting to slouch. And I can't stand that. I mean, yes, we all want to age gracefully, but if we could slow down the aging, that would kind of be nice. Okay, what else helps us prevent aging and shrinking? Good diet, good sleep, lack of stress, love. Make sure you're having love and sharing love and feeling loved, because when we get grumpy, we just shrivel up and die. We do. It happens. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, do hot dogs cause cancer? Coming back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in a ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Attention, all Medicare beneficiaries who need assistance getting around their homes. There is a Medicare benefit that may qualify you for a power chair or scooter at little to no cost to you. Imagine one scooter or power chair that could improve your mobility and your life. One Medicare benefit that, with private insurance, may entitle you to pay little to nothing to own it. One company that can make it all happen.
Your power chair will be paid in full.
The Scooter Store.
Hi, I'm Doug Harrison. We're experts at getting you the power chair or scooter you need. In fact, if we qualify you for Medicare reimbursement and Medicare denies your claim, we'll give you your power chair or scooter free.
I didn't pay a penny out of pocket for my power chair.
Call the Scooter Store for free information today.
Call 1-800-619-1414. Some restrictions apply. Call for details. 1-800-619-1414. That's 1-800-619-1414.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. So sassy and so stimulating, aren't we? All right, got a lot to talk about. Now, realize this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So my job, being, I believe, the only doctor on air nationally that is the same doctor you listen to day after day after day, I'm supposed to be reminding you all to do your breast exams, okay? Men as well. Men get breast cancer, too. Now, one show, if you remember correctly, I actually taught you all how to do a breast exam. Do you remember that? And then some of you started honking, right? And then Jim Dallas, my board op, started playing honking sounds, and everybody was honking, and nobody was examining the breast properly. All right. Yes, one day we will revisit that. You got to start under the arm, Lift it. Well, I know you're driving, but you start under the arm. You go around in a circle. Get to the edge, right? You get to the nipple part. Make sure there's no blood. Make sure there's nothing coming out of it, because if you do have any blood or brown discharge, that could be a sign that something's going on and you need to get checked. If you feel any lump, any changes in the skin, any dimpling or asymmetry, get it checked. 1 in 8 women get breast cancer, and I'm going to tell you, I think it's more. I mean, I can't tell you. I would probably say 1 in 3 women that I meet, just not even included in the office, 1 in 3 women I meet say and tell me a story of them having breast cancer. Now, I'm not saying it's 1 in 3 women. Still, the statistics are 1 in 8. I must just run into women that have had breast cancer. I don't know. But it is common. Don't mess around. And, guys, we talked about this. You don't have to call it examining your breasts. You could say you're examining your pecs. You should be checking for lumps and bumps anyway. Check your pecs. And you can tell your doctor, I think I got a pec bump. A bump on my pec. You see, it kind of sounds manly that way. All right? But don't mess around. Guys get breast cancer, too. All right? So during Breast Cancer Awareness Month, we talk about this a lot. Just bear with me. It's my job. I have to do it. Yes, it's a very, very long month. And I know most of us only have 2 boobies. But we have to kind of squeeze it into each and every show. Okay? All right? Now let's plunge into another subject. Okay. All right. Hot dogs. Hot dogs and cancer. I was interviewed today on Fox 5 News local on what I thought about these billboards that are going up around the country. I believe they're done by the, doctors group against cancer. I'm trying to think. I'm sorry. I don't have the name offhand. I'm sure I'll find it. But anyway, there's a group that is trying to thwart and turn off people to hot dogs, saying they kill, they cause cancer. Okay, here's the thing. There was a study that linked hot dogs to colon cancer and said hot dogs and the nitrates and the nitrites within the hot dog increased your risk by about 21%. Okay? Now, this really wasn't shocking news to a lot of us in the medical community, because there's a lot of preservatives used in a hot dog, albeit tasty, very tasty. I love hot dogs. But, you know, not the obvious choice for a staple. Now, why are the nitrates so bad if nitrates and nitrites are all over the place? You know, vegetables have nitrates and nitrites. They do. So, you know, why is it such a big deal? Well, first of all, the reason why they're even in the meat to begin with is it prevents botulism growth. Okay? The bacteria that causes botulism is killed by nitrates and nitrites. And in order for them to work, they almost need to be acidified and then turned into an N-nitrosyl compound. Okay? I don't want to go too much into the organic chemistry with all this. However, once it turns into an active preservative, yes, there has been studies showing it could be carcinogenic. Now, apparently the FDA has found that if you use ascorbic acid, which is vitamin C, it prevents the cancer-forming compound to do its damage. So now the FDA requires that most of these foods that have the nitrates and nitrites in it have vitamin C, which is why we think overall you're probably safe eating hot dogs. Now, some people will say, well, then forget about eating hot dogs. I'll just eat turkey hot dogs. Well, turkey hot dogs, bacon, any of these foods using nitrates and nitrites could technically still turn carcinogenic depending on your balance between the vitamin C component in it and the amine change and conversion and metabolism. So what are we recommending? Well, I mean, we're right now, as a medical community, not recommending to stay away from hot dogs. I mean, here's the thing. Do everything in moderation. I mean, if you go to a Dodgers game, and we all know how expensive that is, I still haven't gone, but one day I'm going to save up, I'm going to get some good seats, I have to see a Dodgers game, and yes, I'm going to have a dog, absolutely, all right, that's what you do to go there. You don't go there to have a niçoise salad, right? You go there to have a hot dog, all right, and I'm going to have a hot dog, and I'm going to enjoy every last bite of it. But if you're eating hot dogs every day, if you're eating preserved foods, if you're doing this every day, yes, maybe there's an issue. And also, we don't know if it's so much the nitrate and the nitrite conversion as much as the food as it sits in your colon, because these foods are very hard to digest. if it's causing issues with the wall and the lining of the wall. Remember, we want you eating foods, you know, rich in fiber and pooping regularly, because we found fiber-rich foods and a very healthy regular bowel, behavior decreases your chance of colon cancer. Well, if these foods with the nitrites and preservatives are sitting there eating away at your colon wall, yes, that could cause a problem. Now, why then aren't there just nitrate or nitrite-free hot dogs on the market? There are, but here's the thing. True nitrate and nitrate that they use, the sodium nitrite for food, it's kind of clear. It kind of, you know, helps give the hot dogs their pink color. Hot dogs that are nitrate-free, I think, are brownish. And I think that scares a lot of people, and they don't want to eat the hot dog because the hot dog looks funny. So they really aren't selling a lot of these hot dogs. So what do? Do we eat the hot dogs? Do we not? Just, you know, have a hot dog once a full moon, guys. You know, I mean, everything in moderation. Now, you know, we were talking about cigarettes and cigars, because I'll get emails saying, Dahlia, I like a cigar. Once in a while, I like a cigar. Is that really bad for you because it's once in a while? Now, there was a study that came out saying if you smoked just once, just one shot at smoking could put you at risk for lung cancer. I believe it. You know, I believe that smoking just once can. Because remember, once a cell goes bad and goes rogue, it can then continue and to grow and build and grow and build. And if your body can't stop it, then you get cancer. And sometimes it could just be one little thing. Now, we don't like to find those one little things because none of us would live. You know, we remember I talked about shocking the body, and when your body becomes shocked, that's sometimes a possibility when cells could change. I mean, a variety of different things could do that. So we don't want to scare you. But I have to admit, I've never had a patient get lung cancer who was a very rare cigar smoker. Okay, now, of course, I'm not speaking for every study out there in the New England Journal of Medicine and the Journal of American Medical Association. I'm not speaking for every study out there. But, I mean, my patients who are once in a very blue moon cigar smokers, no, I haven't seen them get lung cancer. But then again, I had a patient today whose mom died of lung cancer who never smoked a day in their life. Now, why is that? Was hubby smoking a cigar? So, as a doctor, I'm not allowed to say cigars are safe. But you kind of see a pattern here. For the most part, if you do something once in a blue moon, for the most part, you're probably fine. So that's what I recommend with a lot of these processed meats. None of you should be eating processed meats and processed foods and nitrate and nitrite-enriched foods on a daily basis. You know, we keep talking about vegetables and fish and vegetables and, you know, maybe being vegetarian, the healthier way to go. One of the reasons is vegetables, you know, don't really seem to have a lot of preservatives. Now, vegetables do have nitrates and nitrites. They do. But remember, vegetables, they're the natural forming nitrates and nitrites. And vegetables have a lot of vitamin C. They have vitamin A. There's a lot of vitamins in there that basically castrate, I should say, or impotent eyes, the cancerous forming compounds for the nitrites. So, I mean, guys, if you can eat vegetables and be a vegetarian, it'd really be good. But I like my meat. I can't tell you guys to be vegetarians if I can't. Whew, that'll be a long day. All right, let's, we'll be right back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at bestbloodsupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop!
Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's health care one American at a time.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Dahlia Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails, drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. And, you know, I should probably do like a docdolly.com. I wonder if I should find like a website, make it easy. Because I got to tell you, spelling that name on air makes your tongue twist. And then, of course, please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Okay, so researchers, British scientists have now developed a super broccoli, right? Like, you know, we have a super committee right now in Congress, this is a super broccoli, okay? I don't know if it's any more well-liked. Super broccoli developed by British scientists to fight cancer and heart disease. The vegetable contains high levels of a nutrient thought to protect against life-threatening diseases. They call this broccoli Beneforte, which will be sold in the UK, not yet on the shelves in America. Probably because a lot of Americans don't even want the broccoli. Give us a super French fry, we'll eat it. All right, I know some of you eat vegetables, and again, we should be eating more vegetables. All right, what does this do? Okay, they show that men that have broccoli-rich diets have less prostate cancer, bowel cancer. It also prevents heart disease and strokes. We know that. So Beneforte contains 3 times the amount of the plant chemical glucoraphanin. Got all that, guys? All right? More. Maybe I need to eat some broccoli. Glucoraphanin. That's how you say, oh my gosh. I tell you, why can't I do like another type of show? Why do I have to do the medical show? I get all the hard words to pronounce. I couldn't pronounce these in medical school and I can't pronounce them now. All right, so what did they do? They infused this extra glucophanin. Why? Okay, I can't even say it. Why did they do that? I don't know if I want somebody infusing my broccoli with anything. All right, apparently the project began back in 1983. Apparently this whatever is converted in the stomach into sulforaphanina. Lord have mercy. Which scientists believe will stop the uncontrolled cell division associated with early stage cancer. I can't even get through this article. The words are too big. Glucophanin, sulfur, blah, 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 blah. I mean, oh my gosh, come on, please. If you're going to do this, make them radio friendly. I got to explain it to people. I can't pronounce these things. Those are ridiculous. Okay. All right, in political news, we spent a lot of time in our second hour talking about politics yesterday. Woo, boy, did we talk. We were talking about the Affordable Health Care Act and what's going on with the Supreme Court. Well, the Supreme Court today, I guess, has decided to work on its first case, the Medicaid case, in which providers and patients are against the California Medicaid cuts. Now, did you guys hear about this? Apparently, California Medicaid decided to make some cuts, of course, to doctors and what they were going to cover. And apparently, people can't sue. Doctors can't sue. Patients can't sue. And even though this is a cooperation between the states and the government when it comes to Medicaid funding, the government really has final say. So this case now has been brought up to the Supreme Court. If people can actually be private plaintiffs and go up against the state and the budget committee for certain cuts. Now, you know, I look at this. I don't understand why cutting doctors' payments is going to be the big thing that's going to be saving money. I mean, it's probably because doctors don't complain. As far as I know, I am in the only profession that allows insurance companies and the government and even patients to dictate what we get paid. I mean, I can't go in to a grocery store, buy a container of milk. So what is it? A quart of milk, a stick of bread, a stick of butter, a loaf of bread, a container of milk and a stick of butter, right? I can't go into the store, buy any of those and say, you know what, I'll pay you later. Or I know this is what you charge me, but I am going to reduce the rate and that's all you're going to get. I can't do that if I go to a grocery store, if I go to a gas station, if I walk into a mechanic shop. I can't do it, but you know, that's exactly what we do in the medical community. So when Medicaid made cuts, of course it ticked people off. But, you know, look at this one article that was talking about the Medicaid cuts and how everybody's concerned about what's going to happen with the super committee. They said right now in Texas, there's at least 2,000 Medicaid Texan children with cancer, 18,000 people with diabetes, and more than 350,000 in the Texas system suffering from chronic lung disease, heart disease, or stroke. How do you pay for all this? Oh, we'll just cut what the doctors make. But see, here's the problem. You cut what the doctors make, doctors are going to say, to heck with this, why am I going to take Medicaid? And doctors leave. I mean, the big problem now is people can't find doctors that take Medicaid, and the waits for a Medicaid doctor is increasing and increasing and increasing. Now, we talked about yesterday how in Washington State, what Medicaid wants to do is limit the ER visits to no more than 3 visits a year, depending on the list of 700 symptoms. Remember, we talked about some of these symptoms being shortness of breath and dizziness and non-cardiac chest pain. Like, we all know the difference. I mean, please, you know, I mean, even doctors, they can't tell you if their chest pain is heart attack or not. You got to get it checked. So what they're going to do is they're going to try to make you go back to your Medicaid doctor. But if your Medicaid doctor doesn't exist, or there's very few Medicaid doctors that make you wait an extra month or two, then you're going to have to go back to the ER. Now, in Washington State, they say the ER will not turn you down if you come in a fourth or fifth time. But Medicaid just won't pay the hospital. And the hospital will have to foot the bill. Now, when I was taking Medicaid, you were not allowed to send a bill to Medicaid patients. So whoever you saw that was Medicaid, you ended up seeing for free if Medicaid refused to pay. That's why so many doctors stopped taking them. I mean, the reimbursement of Medicaid may not be worse than some of the private insurance companies. I mean, people always ask me, well, how bad does Medicaid and Medicare pay? A lot of times they pay better than private insurances, but that's if they pay. All right. If they decide not to pay on claims because they think a digit is wrong or they don't like one of your T's or I's or something, which baffle me because these claims go through the same, you know, day after day, month after month, year after year to everybody, whether it's a private company or Medicaid or insurance. But when Medicaid decides not to pay, you don't get paid. So if the hospital is now being told, well, then of course they don't want to let the patients through. They're going to try to tell them to go. So, I mean, it's kind of stupid because the patients here are in the middle of this going, well, where do I go? And 3 ER visits a year isn't that much for an asthmatic, for a COPDer, for somebody that has angina. You know, we talked about with Medicare, what's scary is Medicare says they're not going to pay for a complication that happens in the hospital that could have been prevented by the hospital. Now everybody's like, oh, yeah, that's right. Well, the hospital should prevent medical errors. All right, okay. You know, I mean, you're like, okay, you know, I get it. But then you take a look and you see what they're talking about. Let's say you're waking up from surgery and you go through recovery. You're in your room and you really want to go to the bathroom. And the nurse is busy because there's a code in the next room. You decide to get up to pee and you fall. Medicare will not cover if you break a leg. They won't cover it. They'll say because the hospital should have been there for you. All right. Now, and what if you forget to call the nurse? What if you're still kind of loopy from the medicine? You get up, you break your leg, Medicare won't cover it. All right. So then the hospital will they? Is the hospital going to cover it? If the hospital is going to cover it, are they going to get you the best orthopedic surgeon money can buy? Really? I mean, when the government says, sorry, we're not covering it. How is that helping the general public? I mean, are hospitals going to foot the bill? After a while, with the hospitals needing to foot the bill with patients coming to the hospitals are already closing down. We're already seeing what's happening and the consequences of government not covering things. Hospitals are closing down. Where are we going to go? All right. For those of you that could still stay on and listen, stay on. We have another hour of the Dr. Dahlia Show. For those that have to tune out, you all be safe, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.